blazing sun. Yes, please. A good book, sleeping baby. Oh, yes. Weak bladder. No! Problem. For now, little leaks might happen, but they don't need to spoil a good time. Lights by Ten Aligners with 5-in-1 freshness keeps you fresh, dry, and protects from odour, whatever you're doing. Now, where was I? Lights by Ten Aligners. Available now. Hashtag Let's Talk Little Leaks.
Watch what craftens. Watch what craftens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what craftens. Watch what craftens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what craftens. Watch what craftens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares, A Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube and also of the Game Brain podcast. So if you like board games, go check out that podcast. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious and lovely Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey. Did you like that? I found a new way to intro myself.
I like that. You were off camera and then you suddenly appeared
on
camera.
Now I'm on it.
This is Crappens on Demand. So if you want to not just listen to this recap, but watch us, see what we're wearing, see if Bueller shows up in the background, you can look and see all sorts of interesting details. Like, look, there's an air conditioner vent. Whoa. Go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and sign up on Crappens on Demand. And of course, you get access. When you do that, you get access to our bonus episode this week. Our bonus episode was about Padma Lakshmi Taste the Nation with my good friend Ali Wong. And I'm walking to San Francisco and I'm asking, what is chop suey?
What is it? What's chop suey?
What the hell is chop suey? Am I right, everyone? Am I right? So that's literally the entire episode. So you get that. And there's also our Discord server, which is like, I'm like so happy. There's so much chatter going on there. So it's really, really cool. There's some really good gifts already that people were making in relation to this week's Real Housewives of New York episode that people are putting on Discord, okay? And of course, we're talking about Real Housewives of New York today. Ronnie, how are you? How are you? How are you doing today, Ronnie?
I'm doing good. I've only eaten a cucumber today, so I'm a little antsy. I'm great. Trying to not eat a lot to lose some of this COVID neck. And it's going badly. It's going very badly. I'm very addicted to food. It's all I think about. And you said Padma, and I was like, oh my God, what is chop suey? I need to know. I need my stomach to know.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm dying. But this episode was amazing. And yes. I laughed the whole time. And then I made the mistake of sitting through to watch What Happens Live. I mean, Jesus Christ. Then I was just aggravated and throwing things at the TV. Read your cue cards! Why is it so hard to read your cue cards?
Yeah, I sort of like did like a fast breeze through of it because people have said it was worthwhile. And
it was not. Stop telling us that. And then we turn it on and it's that. Stop.
Yeah, Watch What Happens Live has actually never been rewarding for me. like every time someone says you have to tune in, I think like maybe the Deborah Winger episode, maybe just because she was so mean to Andy. But everything else is just like awkward pauses and strange interactions, and we have enough of that on our very own podcast. Thank you very much.
No kidding. We have to suffer through ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, yes, it was fun to see, you know, Cindy Barshop make her triumphant return.
And I mean, that's your triumphant return, Cindy Barshop. That's your 200th episode celebration, Cindy and Kristen.
Well, it was worth it to find out that Cindy is no longer in Quag. She has now moved up to Southampton. So that was nice to know. Yeah. That was a little bit of an unresolved issue in my life.
Yeah. So they had Cindy, who's moved. They had Jill. Hi, Jill, who still can't answer a fucking question to save her life. He's like, so, Jill, what was your favorite part?
Oh, you know, let me tell you, Andy, it's all the fans. That's their favorite part. That's all they tell me is the favorite part all the time. Okay, Andy? You know, here's what I like. What was that thing, Luann? What was that thing we did. What was it? It's like, shut up. Oh, my God.
So start with her. Then Kristen. Okay, they ask them all questions. Like, let's see if you guys can pass a quiz from... Luann can pass this quiz, and so they would give them questions. Nobody can answer the questions, and nobody knew what the hell Kristen was talking about, which is hilarious. I love that Luann doesn't even pretend to remember Kristen at all.
Yeah, Kristen shows up. I mean, of course, looking just like stunning, like
but in I'm her pretty. Like.
But I'm pretty, you know, that sort of waspy Cape Cod look. She just shows up, and she's in Los Angeles. And I don't even remember what her question was.
Her question was, Luann, I made Ramona mad in the Berkshires. What did she accuse me of? Who are you to get me wet? Okay, that's the answer. Right. But Luann's like, who is this lady?
Let's see, did she accuse you of wasting space on our valuable franchise? Was that it? Was that it, Kristen?
Was this the one who cooked a little ramekin into a calzone?
Is this the one whose husband was on that site with Jeffrey Epstein? Is that am I mixing two things together?
And then crazy ass Kelly Ben Simone was on there, just like doing this. She was looking at the camera like this, like, oh, Luann, of course I still run in the street.
Yeah, she's like, okay, my question is, where did I go running that one time in New York? And Luann's like, oh, well, I think it's obvious. I mean, it was on the street in front of cars and taxis. Am I right, everyone? Ding, 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 ding. Goes the trolley behind Kelly Ben Simone. Am I right?
And let's see. They brought the pirate on, who looks adorable. He's so cute, this guy, the French guy. And Andy's like,
all right, I got one question for you, pirate guy. Did you stick it in Luann's booty? Tell me the truth.
Of course.
And he's like,
well, Andy, now I'm in Miami, and one time I talked to Luann. I think she's a very nice lady, and she got caught, you know, making a lie on the phone, but it was no lie because nothing ever happened with me and Luann.
It's like, okay, well, you're useless, but thanks for staying hot.
The best part about him was that his name is Tomas, and Luann, the French-speaking, formerly married to a French count, kept on calling him Thomas. Well, you know, Thomas, you should really come up from Miami. It's not that far from New York. Am I right, Thomas? We can speak French all day long. And I'll say things like, bonjour, Thomas. Bonjour, Thomas. You know, he was probably like, it's Thomas. Thomas. Even Andy was saying it right.
Yeah. Andy's like, why aren't you dressed like a pirate?
Heather Thompson was also on.
Hey, she's mama. Like, hello.
And then she told us that, because Andy's like, so, do you still have that air conditioner that Ramona brought up? She's like, no, she brought it with her. And Andy was like, what? He was, like, so shocked. And Andy kept on raising his hands over his head to, like, a victory cheer thing for everything, because I think he wanted to show off his arms. He was like, well, coming up, it's Tomas! Hands over head! Check out my biceps! Yeah! Which, I mean, listen, that's a gay man's right. What can I say? But
yeah,
I think I'm just projecting my jealousy.
Those arms. Those are some
projecting my jealousy.
Arms.
Okay, it's clear. I'm projecting my jealousy. That's all it is.
I love waving my auntie arms all over the place. I don't care. My underarms will hit the camera at some point today. I'm proud of it. I don't care. I earned those arms too, okay? There's a lot of Chinese food and Domino's that went into these guns.
Yeah, I flop my hand. I'm more of like a hand flopper, which is why sometimes you hear occasional percussion, like, because that's me hitting my microphone arm. So, you know, it's always, you always know I'm getting excited when you hear like my very own user-generated tss. It comes from my coil here. There's a little spring.
All right, well, let's get on with it, shall we?
That was lovely. That was a fun time. So Real Housewives of New York, gosh, Ronnie, when you were talking about your cucumber day keeps the something away, I have to say that
happiness.
It must have been a struggle with that Mexican restaurant scene at the end, because did that food look amazing or what? Like, did you just not want to just like dive in like Scrooge McDuck into all that?
Not really, because I didn't have any close-up on tortillas, which is really all I'm there for. I'm there for the corn chips, the guacamole, the beans, and the tortillas. That's it. So everything else is like, you know, weird stripped down dead things on fire. Also, that Mexican food place really loved fire. Everything was on fire. And you have to wonder how many people were just harmed in the making of any food there. You know, it's a lot of scarred people. Ex-employed. They're like, hey, did you used to work at that place up the street? I could tell by the Freddy Krueger face. Sorry, it didn't work out for you. You'll never get a job anywhere else.
I wonder if it's an actually, like, really great restaurant, or is it, like, going to the Saddle Ranch in Los Angeles? Because just judging by, like, the amount of gimmicks they had in terms of, you know, towers of margaritas on a guy's head and things like that and tableside flames, I started to think, like, this is probably really fun, but I'm sure everyone who lives in Cancun is like, oh, yeah, they went to the La Paria. Oh, yeah, yes. Typical tourists.
Yes, totally.
But maybe not. I don't know. You know, I don't read Zagat's too much, okay?
Zagatos, okay?
Nope, Zagatos and Cancunos.
Sorry.
Anywho. So, we're in Mexico, and, you know, the mark of any great series is that the episode opens up with Ramona saying, you know what? I'm not talking about vaginas, okay? I'm not. It's disgusting.
She's just talking line. About my vagina, right? Disgusting. So, we're back in this fight, and Ramona has just gone to her room and slammed the door. And then Sonia is telling Leah, she's like, yeah, but you can't do that. You can't do that. She keeps lifting up her skirt to indicate that she's talking about when Leah supposedly lifted up her skirt. She goes, you can't do that in front of people that you don't know and who are married.
It says Sonia, who literally does that in front of people. Any sort of person, no qualification, married, unmarried, knows, doesn't know, human, alive, I don't care.
Yeah, it's just funny, like, you can do that in front of people you know that aren't married. I like that there are qualifications of when you can just, like, you know, flash your vag.
Also, like, literally 15 minutes before, Sonia was buck naked in front of the person doing her hair, so, like, buck naked.
Yeah.
So, Dorinda's like, no, she didn't do that. She didn't do that.
And then Dorinda just, she did.
She didn't do that. And then Dorinda just walks away and just goes, fuck. obviously, you can't hear it, but you just see her mouth go, fuck.
And Sonya's like,
but I'm just protecting you, Leah. Did you do that? Did you do that?
She just keeps pulling up her dress. And Leah's like, what? Lift up my skirt so that everyone can see my bodysuit underneath like this? And she takes off the caftan and she's wearing a bathing suit. And so she's like,
Leah's like, Ramona needs to keep my vagina out of her mouth, okay? So now it's just, like, Luann and Leah that are left at the ceviche experience with a bunch of, like, traumatized chefs. And Leah's just, you know, going, you know, she's just saying, like, you know, Sonia needs to, like, shut her mouth, okay? Yeah, that's for sure. And I don't know what the hell she's drinking. Let me just sniff this glass of purportedly rosé and Coca-Cola. Let me drink. Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's disgusting. Whatever that smells is. Like the let me Palm taste Beach it.
Prison system. Oh.
Oh, terrible. Like that was disgusting.
Shackle and bologna. Let me take one more taste.
Yeah.
Oh, is terrible. There a mustard packet in it? It's awful. Awful. Let me give it a swirl.
Terrible. Was she snorting anything? Did anybody see her snort? Could you leave me the place she was snorting something?
Let's confirm that. Right. Let's see. Is this sugar? Let me just snort that to make sure. And oh, terrible. Right.
That
real.
Was ceviche up my nose. But...
excuse me, waiter. How do you say garçon in Spanish? I have a scallop in my nostril. Thank you. Can you help me?
So Dorinda returns, and she's like, all right, I got Sonia to bed finally, all right? Now I'm going to go see where Ramona is. And Luann's like, well, I can get her. She's like, no, I'll get her. And Luann goes, all right, Mama D.
Mama D suddenly just shows up.
All right, let me tell you something, okay? I am running this villa. This is my business, okay? Bring in the TV VCR combos.
If you think you are going to get your hands on my skincare empire, you got another thing coming. Missy, I'm about to swatch you. Right?
Luann, I have to say, I appreciated how well you handled this situation with drunk Sonia, and I am finally going to give you the keys to the villa. Here you go. And it also comes with a complimentary $5 million of debt. Goodbye.
So Dorit goes down to Ramona, who's doing like, I'm really mad, so I'm fake swiping through my phone.
Yeah.
She's like swiping madly through her phone.
I don't know even how she got down there, because last we saw she was like closing the door in her room, and now all of a sudden Ramona's like lying on her side on the chaise lounge, and she's like giving herself her own glamour lighting from her phone. Just like, I'm just sitting here, okay? Just sitting here swiping like anyone does, okay? And so Dorinda's like, she's like, are you all right? She's like, yeah, I heard you screeching. I thought you were right. Are you all right? She's like, well, you know, well, Sonya's a mess, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't like it when she comes to dinner and she's like a mess. Like, we got to stop. Well, she can't do that. She can't come to dinner as a mess.
And Renata's like, well, you've been a mess like that before. And she's like, no, I haven't. You've been a mess like that. And I've always helped you. And I never called you out on it, right? I'm trying to have a discussion here, Ramona. I'm trying to have a discussion here, Ramona. And she's like, you know what? There's Ramona. She tries to schadenfreude me every time.
She is just like, she's going to use that word wherever she can. That was like the lucky word of the day.
It's hilarious. She tries to schadenfreude me every time.
Just anytime she can, she's like, okay, you know what? I would like a latte. Can I get the tall size with some creamer and like maybe 2 pumps of the schadenfreude? I like that.
So Dorinda then is like mad. So she starts doing crazy Dorinda things, like pointing her finger, and then she sits down really angrily, but on the floor, on the ground.
And now Ramona is like taking this like moral stance with water. So you know what? I drink water because I can't be around you girls anymore. Okay, it's like crazy. You guys look crazy. Drink some water. Drink some water. Okay.
And she does like the entire episode where she brandishes a bottle of water as a weapon. She's like, look at me, drinking water. Guy.
She's water shaming.
I'm not drunk. Guy, water.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ramona's basically now saying how, like, if she says anything that Dorinda doesn't like, that Dorinda tries to deflect. But she's full of shit, okay? She's full of shit. Let's face it, okay?
And Dorinda's like, you're being horrible right now. Horrible! You're being horrible right now. And Ramona's like, you know what? You're the one with the drinking problem, okay? You and Sonya. You should both go to AA.
I said, you know what? I came down here to talk to you nicely, and that's what you do. Okay, you tell me to go to Schadenfreude AA, okay? And you should be ashamed of yourself, okay? I came down here to talk to you as a friend. You should be ashamed. I'm going to walk up the staircase, and every 2 steps, I'm going to turn around and point and say, you should be ashamed, okay?
Yeah, she does. And she gets all the way to the top, and she's still like, you should be ashamed.
I don't think she's ever climbed a staircase without stopping midway through to turn around and add like one more thing. Like, she just can't do a staircase.
I wonder how many times she's like stubbed her toe on a stair.
She can only do 3 stairs at a time. And something else. Okay, something else. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Okay, 3 more stairs until the next observation.
And Ramona's just sitting down there with that face, like, just giving that face. So then Dorinda returns to the ceviche station.
Yeah, and she goes up to Luann and goes, she said, go to AA. And Luann's like, to you? AA is kind of my thing, if you know what I'm saying. Say A-ing.
I mean, I'm not drunk at all, strangely. Let me go to AA. Look at me, I'm not even drunk.
And Leah's gasping, but also kind of laughing. And so Leah's like, you know, there's a really big difference between somebody sitting you down and saying, look, I care for you and you're having a problem, and then saying you need AA. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. And then they keep cutting back to Ramona, who's just on her chair, and she just keeps like tossing her hair, like she's like flirting with her own picture on the phone. Like, whoa, oh my god, I just got to another level in Candy Crush. Toss my hair. Yeah. So Dorinda's like, yeah, that's a low blow for someone that's a friend. That's a low blow. And Luann's like, yeah, I mean, and now, and that came up, you know, with at the Halloween party. She said you were drunk. And yeah. I'm wondering if maybe this is where Dorinda misheard something Luann said. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because Luann was just saying, yeah, she keeps saying that this keeps coming up. You know, she said it about the Halloween party. She said it about, and then Dorinda just cuts her off. She goes, you're drunk. That's what she said. And you don't say that to a friend and a woman.
A friend of a woman. It's like that old movie with Richard Gere where he picks up the bottle of vodka and walks it out of the factory. An officer and a friend, whatever it's called.
An officer and a Schadenfreude, right?
Schadenfreude and a gentleman.
Oh, I love that she's like bringing feminism into it now. Like, you don't say that to a woman.
Okay. Yeah, and then she goes, and you know what, Luann, you could be out of your mind, and I still wouldn't say that to you, Luann. I still wouldn't say that to you, okay? Just watch. In 5 minutes from now, watch, I still will never say that to you.
Well, I've already been to AA. Yeah, and you've known me for 25 years. Am I drunk? Luann's like,
your lipstick is on your cheek.
Yeah, she goes, no. And then she tells us, I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. And then it yeah. gets back to her and she goes, not tonight.
Not tonight. You're quite rosy. You're warm in the inside right now. So that I'm just like, you know, I've been a good friend. I've been a good friend to her. I've been a good friend. Can I get another drink? Thanks. And that's not a joke. She orders another drink while she's declaring how she's not drunk.
So good. This is the Dorinda I love. You know, yeah. It's like she's being Dorinda without just being completely vile. You know, she's mad, she's crying, she's denying being drunk. This is the Dorinda I love, okay? And I'm glad to see her back.
Enjoy this season. For the next minute.
And I love when she's like, can I get any drink? And she's like bobbing her head and her earrings are going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, she turns into a little bird.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So Luann goes down to Ramona on the chair, and Ramona's like, you know what, Lou? You know what? I'm drinking water.
Water.
Because,
look,
because
water,
some of the girls
okay,
in our
look.
Group, okay? I don't want to wind up like some of these other girls that were around, okay? I'm not going to mention names, but their names do rhyme with Dorinda and Sonia, okay?
Well, you know, you can't talk to Dorinda about drinking. I mean, she said you told her to go to AA. It's just, well, you what?
I think shut. Okay, she drinks too much. She's not drinking water, okay? She's not drinking water, okay? Which I have water, okay?
It was a very simple mistake, okay? I wasn't telling you to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was telling you to go to AA and sign up for some bonus miles with American Airlines, okay? I'm sorry. It's not my fault. You can't understand my references. I'm trying to help her, okay?
I always wonder that when I go to AA to book travel tickets. Like, how many people just need help and they end up like booking a vacation to Hawaii instead? You know, because it's AA.com. You know, you're not helping American Airlines.
Yeah, I mean, and truthfully, there is no worse place to turn to when you're at like a nadir than American Airlines. like that. Like, it's one of the you hear those stories. Like, I was in a. At the lowest point, the lowest of lows, and then I looked up and there was a bird on a sign, and I thought, I want to fly someday, and then I decided to turn my life around. If you are like at a nadir and then you go to American Airlines, you're just gonna, the plunge will just keep on happening. Like, there's nothing that ever good comes out of American Airlines. It's just a terrible, terrible organization.
How much extra do I have to pay for a little leg room? Let's say I'm drinking this one.
American Airlines. They're like, you know what? Just for you to make your experience better, we've decided to remove 3 inches of legroom and in return give you $3 more of fees. That's just the service we give to you.
Yeah, God, we're triggered now.
Yeah, we really are.
So then Ramona's like, you know what? I don't know if Dorinda has a problem, but you know what? Quit name calling and saying Sonya has a problem when you've got a problem yourself, guy.
Yeah. And Luann's like, well, I mean, Ramona, you're out every friggin' night. She's like, I have water, okay? Yeah, I've got water. Water solves everything. We all know. When you have water, you can't be drunk. Two things that don't work well together, okay?
Yeah,
I Luann's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not babysitting you. God knows I wouldn't want to do that. It'd be like a sort of baby in a diaper that shits everywhere while I'm just trying to get on the phone with Tommy Toon. Am I right?
So then back with Dorinda and Leah. Dorinda's like, I can't believe she attacked me like that. I think she hurt my feelings. And she's trying to cry, but she's not really, so she just covers her face.
So we cut back,
and Ramona's like, you what? Sorry, okay? She has it. That's it. She has it. Alcoholism, I guess she means.
I guess so. I mean, because she also said right before that, she goes, I mean, you know what? She always has her martinis. That's why she's always got a nap all the time, okay? Which is like, I mean, and now we said it. So Ramona's like, you know what? I'm sorry she has a drinking problem, okay? I'm sorry. She has one, okay? She has one. She does. I'm sorry. And Sonya, she has a problem too. And Leah, a problem too, okay? Everyone is an alcoholic because they don't understand water, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Alcoholics around.
And in case you don't understand some water, water, I've got water, okay? So Luann's like, well, I mean, then you talked about how the other one's on medication. And Ramona's like, well, you know what? I think she drinks with it, and that's why she acts a little nutty, okay?
A little nutty. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Leah McSweeney's got nuts. Ramona don't. So Ramona's like, she's like, you know what? And Dorinda, she plays holier than thou and doesn't even like to put any light on her face, okay? Like, I know I'm not perfect, okay? I admit it, okay? You know what? She's bitter and angry, but at least I can put light on my face. And know what you find? Nothing, because I'm ageless, okay? Ageless. Nothing on my face.
So she's like, you know what? I know I have things, and I'm working on them, okay? And she's like, she's so angry and bitter. Like, where does the bitter come from, okay? Where does the bitter come from? And Luann's like, well, she's got some anger issues, but we've all got fucking issues, right? Just, no. Yeah, you know what, Lou? You and I are the only normal ones in this group, okay? It's like, excuse me. How long? It was just like a couple of months ago you were up Luann's ass and accusing her of being a drug addict and everything else on TV. Like, let's stop pretending that you have the highest regard for Luann.
No. It's always like whoever is like closest to an ally at the moment is the one who gets elevated in everyone's eyes, yes. You know? So Luann's like, when I think of Ramona, normal is not the first thing that comes to mind. Am I right? Ben, write that down. We're putting that in the show. Fuck, marry, kill. That was a good line. It was a good line. That's what you call comedy in the cabaret world.
I'm going to bed. See you in the morning. So she leaves. And then Leah and Dorinda are still talking up there. And Dorinda's just still trying to cry, but bobbling her head and her earrings are going everywhere. And Leah's like, you know, I just want to have fun and enjoy the trip. And she's like, yeah, I'm afraid. She's gonna judge me. I'm afraid.
Said Luann comes back while Dorinda's sort of choked up, and Luann starts hugging Dorinda. She goes, well, it's been a long day. A long, long day. Don't give me a long day. It's not been a long day. Stop. It's been a pretty short day, okay? Stop it.
Stop trying to make it right. And Luann's like, well, I'm not trying to make it all right. I'm just trying to make this moment. All right, just what did she say? Your earrings going crazy, and Luann's like, "Well, you know, she's judging you on your drinking and you for your drugs."
And Dorinda goes, "Judging me? You went to jail for your drinking. She doesn't judge you," which was like. By the way, this is the origin of it. This is truly the origin, which is that Luann never made any comment about... She never made any judgy comment about Dorinda's drinking. And now Dorinda just, like, drops that. Like, she basically is like, why is she judging me? I'm not the one that went to jail for it. You should be judging Luann, right?
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, just this savage remark.
Yeah, you went to jail from drinking. You went to jail on your drinking. And then you drank on your probation. And you almost went to jail again. And, like,
fucking double time calling me a drunk bitch.
She's like, oh no, Ramona.
Yeah, man.
You bitch.
I mean, 15 minutes ago, she was saying that you don't shame your friends, and here she is, shaming me, a cabaret star who shames. I'll tell you who I shame. I shame those people who don't appreciate when a star needs her dressing room and don't leave her alone. That's who I shame. Am I right? Am I right? Anyone? No.
Clip of 15 minutes ago.
The thing is, you don't say yes to a friend and a woman, okay?
And then it cuts back, and Luann's like, well, I'm in a house locked up with Dorinda, all right? So I'm going to make it nice. That's all I can really do. So she's like, you know what, Dorinda? I cleaned up my act, and I'm under control for the moment. She, oh, really? Well, I'm up at 6 a.m. every day. So that's a false pretense, all right? It's a false pretense she's doing. I'm up at 6 a.m.
You know what? You know what they say? The early worm gets the schadenfreude, okay? Mm-hmm. So then Dorinda also goes, you know what? I don't have an act to clean up. Because when Luann's like, well, I cleaned up my act. But I don't have an act to clean up. And as she's saying this, all this smoke from her vape is just coming through like every nostril, all her mouth, like her ears. It's just like, I love talking about the idea of like, I don't have anything to clean up as you literally have like fumes coming out of you.
She's like, I didn't go to jail. I didn't break probation. And Luann's like, Dorinda, that's not very nice.
Well, really? Then don't bring it up then.
Why'd you bring it up? Luann literally did not bring it up. Like, literally, you brought it up because you felt like Ramona should have been judging Luann more than you, and now in your mind, Luann brought it up.
Crazy. And Luann's like, well, don't kill the fucking messenger. Because she can't even have a conversation with this woman. Anything you say, she deflects. You know, now I'm the one with a problem.
Yeah.
Really? Because I'm home every night. I don't need this bitch to tell me where I am on my journey. She doesn't have a semblance of my compass.
What?
Doesn't even make sense. This bitch. Anybody out past 12 o'clock is either fucking or finding. You know what I'm saying? Fucking or finding. Two words that begin with F. And you put them together in a sentence. They don't make sense, but they have the same letter. You think about that, okay? And how about this? Why even bring it up? Why are you saying fucking and finding? I don't know what that means. Why are you bringing it up?
Oh, my God. So then the next morning, it's like, okay, the next morning.
Yeah. So Leah's in bed, and she's FaceTiming her sister, and she's like, oh my god, I fucked up my next spray tan. Oh my god, I've got lines. Because she basically looks like, you know, a birch tree down there, because she's got these lines across her neck. Because I guess she did, like, lowered her chin or something. So she's like, oh my god, my spray tan. And then Dorinda comes in. And Leah's like, do you remember what you said to Luann last night? And she's like, yeah, Luann was being judgy. She clearly brought up the fact that she said that I was getting drunk. And then she was talking about her jail time experiences. And I was like, why'd you bring up your jail time experiences? I thought we're moving past it. And she was like, no, shame me, shame me. I can't live without the shame. So please shame me. So I just did what she asked. Yeah, I remember it.
She's so crazy. She's like, but you said you went to jail. She goes,
I was saying, don't judge me. Because you know what? She was endorsing it. She was endorsing it, all right?
And Leah's like, she wasn't the one judging you, though. Ramona was. Okay, she was just a messenger. She goes,
don't do that. She did it. She endorsed it. She endorsed it. And she said, Lord knows in the past, you drink. And she goes, no, she didn't say that. She goes, yes, she did. You know what? She did. Okay, you know what's funny? I wasn't even drunk last night at all. I just had spritzers.
Spritzers have alcohol in them, by the way. They have, I couldn't have been in drunk. Fact, it's even, like, worse, because when you drink alcohol that has, like, carbonation in it, you get drunk faster.
Spritzes.
I was drinking spritzes. There's no way I was that drunk, because I drank 5 spritzes, but they got, that's pretty much like just drinking seltzer. And alcohol, but seltzer. So, you know, I wasn't drunk.
Yeah. I'm not letting this turn into something about me. You better back it up. And so, Dorinda's just obviously not going to take any responsibility.
Everyone's accusing each other of deflecting, which is hilarious. Like, you know what this is? This is deflection. That's what this is. This is deflection. So, and then Leah's like, you know what? I actually, like, don't want to talk about AA on this trip because I actually went. So, I just don't want to talk about it. Okay?
So then Sonia and Ramona, Sonia's picking up stuff on her floor and, like, trying to keep her shoes away from Ramona's back. So Ramona doesn't steal my shoes. And Ramona comes in and she's like, well, gorgeous day. It's a new
day. It's a gorgeous new
really
day.
Gorgeous. Really
everybody.
Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's a new day, everybody.
Which she's going to say 20 times throughout the rest of the
episode. It's a beautiful day. Yay, yay. It's like, you too, okay? So Sonia's like, she's like, well, Ramona, guess what? So I was looking at these pills I was taking. Yeah. So these pills, it's a water pill. It's either a water pill or a painkiller. I can't tell. Anyway, codeine, that's in water, right? Well, it says if you have these, you get drunken sailorness syndrome. So there you go. I've got drunken sailorness. I thought it meant you get to fuck a drunken sailor. Totally different.
Ramona's like, you know what? I don't care what kind of pill you take. A sleeping pill, an anxiety pill, a heroin pill, a crackle cocaine pill. Okay, you know what? Drinking makes drug pills a lot worse, okay? Sit.
You know what you should drink with your pill? Water, okay? Drink water. It even it's called a water pill. It's basically asking for water, okay?
So the Sonia's like, well, no wonder. Water pills, eureka. I just couldn't figure out what was going on. I mean, it's the diuretic. Hello.
It's like you're an alcoholic as well, okay? I'm not in your friend group, so I'm allowed to say it. You're all alcoholics.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
So Ramona goes, so last night, because you had the effects of the water pill or the Xanax or the heroin or whatever else you were taking, you and I had the most beautiful conversation about Leah where we talked about what a little slut she is. And then I said to you, let's not bring it up. And then, at dinner, you brought it up and Luann continued it and it got uncomfortable, okay? So I was like, oops, sorry.
It's like, yeah. So you know what? I decided I'm not mad at her. Yeah, you're not mad at her because she's not going to take your shit. And now you're afraid. Okay, so this is typical Ramona. If you stand up to Ramona, she comes back the next day like, well, if you can't beat them, just hug them. Try and make them not attack you. So she's going to be nice.
And on top of that, like, she has a new enemy with Zorinda. She realizes that if she's going to fight the Dorinda War, she's going to need Leah on her side.
Right. So Sonya's like, well, you didn't even say anything to her. You just didn't talk to her because you were mad at her.
Yeah. So then we go down to the gym, and Luann's jogging, and Leah comes into box and everything. And she was saying how Luann was defending Dorinda, but it was and how it all turned into just saying how the whole situation became about Ramona. And then Luann's like, "Well, it was about Ramona until it was about me. I mean, I'm used to the spotlight. I mean, how many times do I have to remind you? Cabaret star, stage, spotlight, it all sort of goes together. But now it became about me, just an innocent person on a treadmill, looking great for her age."
I mean, what do you wear to ride a camel? What are you going to wear? You need a hat to ride a camel, all right? I mean, the last time I was in the desert. We all remember what happened then, am I right? Hit a camel, boys.
So then Leah goes into the kitchen, and Sonia and Ramona are getting food cooked for them by the chefs. And Luann's like, well, look at you two. Fresh as a daisy, like nothing happened. It's like, take our picture. And Ramona just keeps going, it's a new day, Kai. It's a new day, okay? It's a new day.
She was also dancing, going, cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha.
And Luann goes, Sonia, your hair looks good. Why does your hair look so good? And Sonia goes,
because my hair didn't get drunk.
And then Luann, like, moseys over to the chef and goes, oh, are we having omelets? Are we having eggs a la, should I say it? They're like, yeah, it's, you know, not French omelets. Oh, damn it. How do you say Francaise in Spanish?
We're in Mexico. We have to have huevos a la rancheros.
The chef is like, die. Please die.
Yeah.
It's a new day, okay? So I'm going to take the side.
And the one goes, just let it go, Ramona.
It's like, I am. Let it go. It's gone, okay?
Yeah, and so and now they're talking about now Dorinda's the new issue, and she's telling Ramona about like everything that Dorinda said, you know last night, and she's like, she started calling me out. Me, she says, you're the one who went to jail. I'm like, you're damn right. I was the one who went to jail. I was the one who was in shackles. I was the one who had a bologna sandwich thrown at my head, and a mustard packet came out and lodged itself in my throat. I nearly died, and she made light of that.
And then Ramona's like, oh, I'm crying now, okay? I'm crying because I looked up anger management problems, and here's what it said. It says anger management when you're mean to Ramona for no reason. Guy, she's got it. That's what she's got.
And then we see a montage of Dorinda just being so nasty. And it's not even, like, over the years. It's from, like, the last five episodes. You're drunk. You're a whore. No one likes you. You're on drugs. You can't sing for life. Your head looks like it should be your ass because your ass is your head.
Coward. Turkey baster. You're like a spotted window. No one wants to look at you. All right.
Ramona's like, how do I how she even get a, how does she always get a free pass? I mean, she always gets so vicious. I'm like, Ramona, you have been living on free passes for 10 years with this show.
Yeah. And then Leah's like, oh, there's food. All right. I'm on some egg whites and cilantro, but I'll have that separately. All right. What kind of order is that?
That's
eggs
very
with
Carol
cilantro on the side.
Remember Carol? When she's like, I would like to have three eggs and each egg on its own plate, please, and another plate for bread. Thank you.
Yeah, wasn't she like, I'd like one hard-boiled egg, one scrambled egg, and one sunny side up. None of them touching each other, please.
If you'd like, I can sit on the counter in the kitchen and show you just how I like it done.
So then, speaking of baby voice, Ramona goes over to Leah. She's like, Leah, I wanted to say something to you. And when you're ready, I would love to have a conversation with you one-on-one. And I'm being very approachable right now, okay? Be very, very approachable.
And Leah's like, all right, let's go for it, I guess. Like, okay. You what? You what? I have very special thing for you, okay?
Special
place. I told you a higher bar, okay? Such a great person, and like, I just like at my party, I just wanted you to be demure, okay? And that's just how it touches my feelings, okay? She's like trying
all
so
I'm
hard
saying,
to be a baby.
Yeah, she's like, all I'm saying is that a very special place for you, it's a place I call slutty 30-year-old women who don't know how to act appropriately, and you know what? It's a special place, and I guess. All I'm saying is I have expectations and I have standards, and you have so much potential, and whenever you don't reach that potential and you fail to even get close to my expectations, I get sad. But that's my issue, because I expect too much out of you, and I should know I can't expect anything out of you because you give nothing in life, okay? It's my issue. You're a failure and I shouldn't expect more. That's my issue. It's mine. I'm sorry.
And Leah's like, yeah, but feelings aren't facts, okay? Because, like, I want to know what I did. Because you must be angry to bring up my mental health. She goes, you know what? Sorry, okay? Made you uncomfortable. I just want to go forward. And she's like, yeah, but also when it comes to your friends and their perception of me, like, who gives a shit? I got in my own way.
I was in my own head. I thought you were a sophisticated person. I see you're not. That's not your fault. That you're basically like a wild boar in a cocktail dress. That's my fault for thinking you were someone who could socialize with other human beings. That's my fault.
It's like asking a fish to tap dance, okay? You're wet. I just can't expect you to keep your vagina in your pants, okay? It's just not who you are, right?
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes I've got to remember that sometimes hookers are just going to be hookers. You can't save them all, okay?
So Leah's like, okay, whatever. You know, she's like, and then Ramona gives us a classic, you know what? I'm sorry. It's my head, okay? It's my head. I made a molehill out of a mountain, okay?
You know what? I classically took a mole. You know what? That's just the way the cookie stays together, you know?
That's it. So she's like, all right. It's a new day. It's a new day.
No use
it's
crying over day. Milk that stays in the glass.
So then Dorinda comes down for breakfast, and Ramona's still screaming, it's a new day.
It's a new day, girls. It's a new day with Robin Roberts, okay?
And Dorinda's like, well, I had a good workout. And Ramona's like, good for you. She's like, I'm trying, Ramona. All right? It's a battle.
You know what? I think we all look gorgeous, and I think we should all celebrate our beautiful new day bodies, okay?
Guess what, everybody? I'm not a drunken idiot. I was a drunken sailor because I took a water pill.
Okay, so I learned my lesson. No longer order your pills from drunkensailorrx.com. Got it. Easy.
Yeah, well, call it a pill. Call it a watermelon. All right? I just want Sonya to be happy and not have any more of these episodes, which I'm not going to call drunkenness because I wouldn't do that to a woman. Unless she's Luann, who's a drunk slut in the hole he's been to prison.
So Luann comes in and, whoa,
You smell very good. You look very refreshed and pretty. You know what you look like? You look like a new day. You look like a new day. Let's face it. You're a new day. New day. New day.
So Luann's like, well, Dorinda can try and sweep it under the rug, but it's still not under the rug. It's not under the rug. And then they all agree that they're going to have a fresh start. And then Luann and Dorinda just stare at each other and chew.
Like, yeah. Dorinda's like, Luann doesn't want to bring up anything good, okay? Because today is all about being engaged in Mexico. Not you, Tinsley. Not you, okay? Engaged mentally, okay, Tinsley?
And this is so Dorinda, too, to be like, today's not about that. It's about the beach. It's about camels. It's about lunch. It's not about yesterday. I don't even care about yet. Well, yeah, but you're the one who did it. Like, yeah. You're the guilty party. You're not the one who gets to... It's like someone on death row being like, you know what? I forgive myself. That's yeah. What's important, Judge. I forgive myself.
Okay. Like, you know what? Let's just move on. Like, you know, you're the one who was like an asshole to me.
Yeah.
So now they all get dressed up for their beach activities, and they head to the, they get into the van, and Sonia's like, yo, my stomach's all, you know, it already has acid in it, so now it's just going to be sloshing around. Does that mean you'll be passing gas? No, this is something else. I'll probably just be shitting around, you know, it's a little different experience.
And Dorinda's like, we're going to a really nice place. We gotta dress up. Now, what Sonia doesn't realize is we're celebrating Sonia Morgan's birthday. There's gonna be drinking, dancing, laughter.
It's like, wow, how thoughtful. So it's like going to a group dinner and then being like, could you bring her a piece of cake because it's her birthday?
Yeah. Never been on the receiving end of that. So Luann goes, so they arrive at the beach where there's a bunch of camels, and Luann's like, oh my gosh, these are very large camels. I don't know if I'm turned on or petrified or turned on because I'm petrified. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Mm. No? No one?
And he's like, ah, God, I've got camel toe is what's happening to me, and it hurts.
And then they do a close-up on a camel's toe. Oh,
gross. Yeah. It's like, finally we get to see it.
Yeah.
So... Ramona's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to walk the camel, okay? I'm just going to walk with the camel. It's like, everyone get on the floor. Everyone walk the dinosaur camel. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing, okay?
So do then, you even sedate the camels or anything? Like, I need them to be sedated. Just don't
give them water pills. Give them a water pill. All right? Drunken camel syndrome. Dorinda gets up on the camel, and she's like, let me tell you something. This camel is nothing compared to the sort of beast I've ridden. You know what I'm saying? And at least this camel isn't trying to always take spots out of my clothes. You know what I'm saying?
I've even nared a couple. That was funny. So they get up, and they're, you know, one of the camels starts going crazy. And
wait, can we talk about Luann rising up on the camel? Because they say when you get on the camel saddle, you have to hold on, and then when the camel starts to stand up, you're supposed to lean back. It's sort of like a center of gravity thing. And Luann is like, classic Luann, she should be on high alert because she's already had bad experiences with the camel. So she gets on the camel, and then she's like, no, let me just go here and check my cell phone down here that's maybe still on the sand. And, oh! And she like rides, and she is like, she's like, just watching her flop around with her ragdoll physics.
Yeah, she's all the way back there. So it wasn't her camel who started going crazy. It was Sonia's, right?
Yeah. Sonia's starts to... Well, Sonia doesn't even want to get on the camels. She's like, you know, camels and I just don't even go together. I mean, I'm getting on this camel that doesn't even seem to want to know me, doesn't even want to buy me a drink or give me a water pill or anything like that. I'm not even happy about this. I'm nervous. I'm sweating. Please take me down. I'm nervous and sweating.
Until you find a camel with a hedge fund, not interested. All right?
Oh, I dated Joe Camel years ago, but then he got banned out of the country.
Cheated on him with Newport. That was quite a story.
Until Virginia Slims came and stole him away from me.
Yeah, so Sonia gets all mad and she gets off. She's like, And then Leah's like, I'm not even fucking around with this. I'm jumping off the camel. I'm jumping off the fucking camel. Okay? That's it. Yeah. That's insane. So she jumps off and she's like, camels are something like you do in Dubai, not Mexico. I was like, excuse me.
I know. I'm like, I don't know how accurate that is or not. I don't know. Like, would you therefore stay on the camel in Dubai but not Mexico?
I feel like it was very problematic camel commentary. coming
from
Leah.
It felt problematic.
She's like, I trust Dubai to do it, not Mexico. And I know that the world is a little too sensitive right now, but I'm calling out your problematic camel.
Camel shaming.
Yes.
Camel tourism shaming.
Yes.
Yeah, you can ride a camel in Mexico just as easily as a camel in Dubai, because a camel is a camel, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Leah's like, yeah, I'm all about getting out of situations before someone comes and helps me, so. And Dorinda's like, look at us, we stayed on the camel, Luann, we stayed on. And Sonny goes, they're being camel snobby.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I like your energy. They got the two good camels. The ends are the ones that are the feisty ones. We all know the end is the feisty part, right? And Luann is very proud of herself because, you know, this has been a journey several years in the making, you know, because when she first got on, she was like, well, being back on the hump feels good. Feels very good, if you know what I mean. I'm like, no, are you like masturbating on the camel hump? What's happening? Don't give me that Ramona face, Ronnie.
She got back on the hump and lives to tell the story, boys. Dorinda goes, yeah, you know what? I thought about John. Like one in the morning when I'm on John. God. Please never go on camels again. Okay? I'm very disturbed.
I think we're done. We can wrap. That's a wrap on camels. So then they head over to this like really nice cabana. And they're like walking in because they have this beautiful, it's sort of like a yurt, but a cabana. And they've got this beautiful table and they're going to get all this food and there's waiters. And Luann walks in and pulls a Heather Dubrow. She's like, oh, hi, Jose. How are you? How are you? He's like, my name's Peter.
So they sit and have some drinks. And Sonny goes, wow, wait, what? Oh, Sonya's like, watch out. They're going to put you in the next movie and we'll never see you again. Why were because it was message because in a
like,
bottle?
Luann, you're like a Bond girl. You're like a Bond girl. They should make you a Bond girl. But then if you're in the movie, we'll never see you again between James Bond and Cabaret.
Yeah. And so they get bottles filled with beautiful ceviche. They're having a lot of ceviche on this trip.
A lot. I'm actually pretty jealous. And
so Luann takes a little taste of the sauce and she's like, oh, well, that's all for me, girls.
Well, Dorinda and I sort of bonded about being the only ones left on the camel. So I think that now would be a really good time for me to approach her. I think we could just get this conversation over with. It should go pretty easily, right? I think it should be good, right?
So they go over to like a bed. And Dorinda's like, well, about last night, I hope it's done. She goes, well, me too, because it's an old tale. Tell us all the time. Listen, I can Angela Lansbury my whole way through this if you need me to. She's like, shut up, Luann. All right.
Beauty and the Ceviche.
You're going to come back and start talking about drinking and stuff? Is that what you're going to do? Dorinda's like ready to go.
Yeah, it's like, listen, tonight, let's forget it. All right, let me tell you something. You're going to come, you're going to talk to me about my drinking, you're going to shame me about my drinking when all I was drinking was 15 spritzes, only 15 spritzes. You're going to come at me, okay?
It's like, I'm just trying to make you understand what happened. Yeah, I had 3 wine spritzes, and I remember you said drinking. And she goes, no, I brought up that Ramona was upset about Halloween. She goes, well, you made a comment in the past that in the past I drank. Dorinda, in the past you did drink. What is the big fucking deal? No one who's not an alcoholic gets this offended over being called a lush, okay?
Exactly.
Calm down.
And that's like, that was like always the issue. That was the issue in Colombia 2 years ago, and that's the issue now, which is that like, even if Luann had made a comment, Dorinda's response is always
so
just
much
so much more vicious.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes it to like a place that it shouldn't be. And so, but in this case, Luann actually didn't even say anything, like literally said nothing. At least in Colombia, she said, oh, look, she's turning,
she's
or whatever
turning.
It was. Here we go. But this time, Luann literally said nothing, and Dorinda has fabricated this notion, and she's like, I remember. And so Luann's like, I didn't say any of this. I was just the messenger. You know what? I don't need you to be the messenger. She's like, well, you were standing there, and I said, I'm going to go talk to Ramona. And then you said, what happened? And I literally told you the story.
Oh, okay. Well, that's your truth. And now here's my truth. Thank you very much for saying that. Now here's my truth. And she's like, it was hurtful. Dorinda, do you realize what you said? She goes, yeah, I said you went to jail. All right, because you did go to jail.
Because what you said was hurtful.
It's like, Luann didn't say anything. Yeah. Well, why do you keep bringing that up? I mean, you said it could have happened to anybody.
Absolutely, but it specifically happened to you because you have bad judgment and you're a terrible person and you're a drunk. That's all. That's all.
She goes, all right, you don't bring up my drinking and I won't bring up yours. And they give a high five and Dorinda's still mad, so she gets up and starts walking away. And she's like, I support you in everything, all right? And she just walks away because she can't take it. Like, she's such a drunk that she's mad at herself for calling herself a drunk because nobody else, like literally no one else. I've never seen somebody tiptoe around a drunk this much, unless it's my own family.
Exactly. Okay? And this truce is bullshit because, like, you don't talk about my drunkenness, I don't talk about yours. That's fine, but Luann didn't talk about your drunkenness last night. She told you what Ramona said. That's it. So, like, what sort of truce is this if you're literally going to fabricate things that Luann said? And then, of course, this gives Luann an opportunity to do her favorite thing, is to say, I support you, but I don't want to keep thinking back on those times. I mean, I've suffered enough. I've suffered enough.
So Ramona's like, you know what? I don't want to watch Luann take a tiny pot of salsa anymore, okay? Let's go have adventures. So Luann and Ramona go over to watch guys play volleyball, which...
Yeah.
This is not your typical men playing volleyball scene, okay?
this is not
like
Top
a bunch
Gun.
Of extras from The Simpsons playing volleyball, okay? I wouldn't be running over to play volleyball.
These women are horny, so Luann joins in. She goes, I love volleyball. I'm pretty good, too. And then they just show her hit it and, like, just goes right into the net. And then it's just, like, this montage. And then, of course, the pièce de résistance is, like, Luann hitting the ball into the net and it bouncing back on her face. Oh, I've fallen. Oh, athleticism.
It was hilarious. She's just terrible, hitting the net, getting hit in the face. And she's just laughing the whole time. And finally, a guy hits into the net. And one of the guys goes, you got him flustered. And she's like, it's the bikini, boys. The bikini.
And Ramona's off the side doing this little, like, shimmy. She's like,
on the bystander. On the bystander. It's a new day.
Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Walking the camels. Drink water.
Oh, so now it's dinner time, and Dorinda reminds us that she's a fucking saint and not a drunk at all. She's like, I'm so excited for tonight, because sometimes Sonia gets lost in the background. And guess what? We, not Ramona, see you. And we, not Ramona at all, selfish bitch, love you. Okay? Yeah. We're good people. I like Ramona, you selfish bitch!
So they're all ready. Luann's wearing, like, crazy white bell bottoms, which is hilarious. And they hop in the car and they drive. And clearly Luann is not happy about, like, however long it's taken them to get to this restaurant. Or maybe this restaurant is in, like, not the best part of town. Because as they pull up, Luann goes, oh, so this is the place we came all the way for. We should be in jeans for this, for God's sake.
And then there's a little person serving all the shots. He's like, hey, and he's the one who stacks up all the drinks on his head. And so they all love him. And Luann's like,
and he walks up to them with, like, a bottle of tequila on his head, you know.
I've been served tequila in very strange places, but never off a man's head.
So then Luann starts dancing with the waiter. Oh, congratulations, you're dancing with a cabaret star. How do you say cabaret star in Spanish? Is it cabaret star? The universal term. All languages say the same thing. Cabaret.
So they're dancing, and Leah goes, she's going to scoop him up like King Kong and take him home. I mean, this man is the same height as her pussy. Okay?
Well, don't say that. Her chubby pussy. Stop it.
Chubby pussy. I've got a chubby pussy.
So then Sonia
that all week.
Oh. Sonia has a, she's like, Sonia and Luann are ordering. She's like, do I want the lobster, shrimp, or filet mignon? And Luann goes, all three. Todo. Means all. All right,
I'm going to make a choose. To Sonia, who Ramona puts in the background all the time. I just want to say, 2020 is your year, Sonia. Here's the good decisions, happiness, freedom, and spending a lot of time at home and hope we don't get a life-threatening disease.
Oh my God, I need a large napkin. Do we have larger napkins? Hello, I need a large napkin, okay?
Ramona is, of course, in, like, a see-through lace dress. Like, she cannot stop.
White.
And earlier in the episode, so she was wearing, like, little macrame shorts. And Sonia's like, what did I tell you, Ramona? No more macrame. No more macrame, Ramona.
I only wear styles of clothing that rhyme with the word okay, okay, macrame, okay. So, I'm sorry, this is just so stupid. So, and by the way, I love that they're going to like this, like, sort of like a Mexican restaurant, like a sort of, I don't want to say it's not rustic, what's the right word, but basically like, that's like a casual Mexican restaurant, and she's wearing all white and like where there's salsa and guacamole and like cheese and like anything can drip on your white dress, and that's what Ramona wears. Mm-hmm. So then the waiter comes with his has that stack of margaritas on his head, which is like pretty cool. And Luana goes, "Wow, that's a gift. That's a gift. Almost like the gift of music. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?"
If I ever do a cabaret show in Mexico, he has to do it.
It's like the countdown on how long it's going to take Luann to say this guy needs to be in her cabaret show.
Yeah, what role is he going to play in a cabaret show? Is he just going to walk on stage for like a second with a bunch of margaritas on his head? Like, what? Is America's Got Talent? Or
would actually work at that show. So, yeah. Dorinda's like, "Look what I've done for Sonia. These women have been all over the world, but this restaurant holds so much joy. Sonia's smiling. This is what life is about, just being nice to Sonia. And like Ramona is a stupid bitch, is gonna get it, right?"
So then Luann's like, look. There's two tall, dark, handsome men at the bar. Like, check them out. These two guys with blurred out faces who... just like these big heavyset men with, like, you know.
And Leah goes, "That guy gives me Pablo Escobar vibes." Sonya's like, "Criminals have working dicks too." And Dorinda's like, "Don't call him a criminal.
Don't assume they're criminals."
She's like, it's not any riskier than what Ramona does online. Pablo Escobar, for Christ's sake. Dorinda's like, "Don't just assume they're criminals." Oh my God. Yeah, these ladies are nice. I know.
They're a mess and problematic. And then Sonia's like, "Well, it's not any riskier than what Ramona does online with those swipe left people." It's like classic, like Lifetime movie, like, ooh, a new type of dating that uses technology. Beware.
Well, it shouldn't be that difficult to date. You know what? You like it, you smell it, you eat it. All right. Like a dog, okay? You know what? I just can't. I never like how they look and they taste, okay? So I just, next. That's why they never left. And Leah's like, "Oh my God, we are the same. Because basically, I think we're both really good people, but we're different. And so, like, we can't find anybody who's, like, worthy of us." I mean, that's what I tell myself anyway.
Yeah. And then Ramona does this weird thing where she looks like she wants to do a high five, but then she, like, turns it into, like, a handshake with Leah. Like, we're signing a business deal, and the business deal is three men, three dates only, okay? We're bonding with my handshake.
She's doing that thing where, like, everything, they have everything in common now. She's like, yeah. You know what? I think it's my emotional security, okay? Because, like, I would wake up so depressed after my divorce because I was, like, 60 years old. And Leah's like, "How did you ever forgive him?" She's like, "You know what? I believe that if you don't forgive people, it just makes it harder to have sex with new people, okay?"
Hate is a terrible thing. Look what it's done to Bethany Frankel, okay? Look at her. She's miserable. She's unhappy. She lives a life alone by herself in a crypt, okay? That's what hate does, okay? So that's what... Oh, I don't hate anyone. I definitely don't hate Bethany Frankel. I'm just pointing out that she hates people, okay? I'm sorry. Let's shake hands again, okay?
So Luann and Dorinda go to the bathroom and come back out in, like... Luann's like a Christmas tree with like a white sheet over her, and so yeah. She's holding a boombox or something, but it's not playing any music.
it's basically like a little microphone and an amp, because they got change in the bathroom, and that's where Luann's like, "Ooh, it smells weird in here, strange poor people bathroom." So she comes back, and like everyone in the restaurant is like, "What is happening here? Who are these crazy people? Oh, there's a girl in the house. There's a girl in the house, and I think you might know her. And if you don't, you should. She's my friend, Sonia Rita.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you."
It sounds like cows being born across an entire small county.
And the best is how Luann's singing it to Sonia, but in the end she's like, "Happy birthday to Sonia Rita," and then she cheats out to the crowd, "Ah, Happy birthday to you. Like, Luann, this is not your stage, okay? No one is there to see you.
And it's like the fifth time they've had to applaud the same woman on her birthday, you know? It's like one birthday group comes in and they just keep singing happy birthday over and over again.
Because then Dorinda comes out, and now she's got those boobs she was wearing the other episode, and she's got a turban on, and she's got sparklers, and she's like, time! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! I'm not a drunk. You went to jail for that, okay? You went to fucking jail. All of you went to jail. You all went to jail. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Happy birthday, Sonia. Fuck you.
Ma'am, would you like another drink?
How dare you say drink to me? How dare you? You better back it up, Macero.
There's a guy with a violin in the mariachi band who's like, no. No. He's like, I think I'm actually in favor of that wall at this point. Please, keep him out. Keep him out.
So, Leah is looking, like, grouchy. So they're like, are you okay, Leah? She's like, you know what? I think I'm just going to, like, drink some water so I can, like, have a free colonic. Okay? That's what I'm thinking. And Sonya goes, I have diapers.
And Luann is so mad. She's like, don't drink the tap water. Do not.
Leah's like, well, Ramona doesn't wear diapers because her pussy is tiny.
And Ramona gets so mad. She's like, you know what? If you and I want to get along, please don't talk to me about body parts, okay? I don't want to hear it. Don't say the word elbow. Don't say the word shoulder. I don't want to hear about any single body part, okay?
And then they show a clip and it says 5 seconds earlier or whatever. And Sonia's like, I have a chubby pussy. And Ramona laughing.
Yeah.
So Ramona's like, yeah, if you and me want to get along, please don't talk about body parts. And Leah's like, well, Ramona, if you and me want to get along, please let's only talk about my beautiful pussy.
Yeah, I'm talking about my pussy in a vulgar way. Ah! And I was like, you know what? I'm getting up. I'm leaving. And so she gets up and walks away. And I just have to say, before we progress any further, I also want to mention that right before this, there was a shot where, like, there was, like, excitement in the restaurant. Like, the waiters had, a whole bunch of, like cooking stations up, and there were flames everywhere. And Ramona just starts going, hola, 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 hola. I'm like, you're just saying hello. What are you doing? Why are you saying that over and over? Like, hola, hola, hola. And Leah has, like, the short waiter, and she's like rubbing his head on her boob. She's like, hola, 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 hola. I'm like, oh my God, we are a disaster. We as Americans are a disaster.
I think she thought that that's how you say it's a new day.
Okay. Hola, 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 hola.
So Ramona walks off and tries to avoid her. And it's like, hola, hola, like trying to talk to everybody. But just no one's talking to her. But she's doing that thing where she's like drinking and like moving her head like she's talking to everyone in the room. But
and dancing with the mariachi. Yeah, it's a lot there. Of Ramona dancing this episode.
So Leah's like, come on, Ramona, you're just getting mean with me now. Here you are, you're getting mean with me. She's like, body parts, you talk about body parts, I don't like it.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Listen, I don't talk about that stuff. Okay, I'm a good Catholic girl. Stop, I'm wild in bed, but I'm a good Catholic. Stop it. I can see all your body parts. I see your fingers and your nose. Too many body parts for me. I'm a good Catholic girl, okay?
It's like, your turtle time, bitch. Get back here. She goes, yeah, because when she wants to talk about sex, she talks about sex. But if I talk about anything related to sex, I get treated like a serial killer.
Which is so true. I love when they showed that clip of Ramona's birthday party where Ramona's like, yeah, that's a dildo. That microphone's a dildo. She's like, I use my hands to masturbate, okay? I only put my fist inside myself. Sick, guy.
And it's like, that's okay. Yeah.
Well, that's because Leah is a surrogate daughter. It's surrogate Avery, okay? And so, like, she doesn't want Avery to talk about it. Like, when she becomes the mother figure around Leah, not the friend. So that's why she can't deal with it, which is hilarious, you know? Like, I thought, stop lying. You're turtle time forever, bitch. So then, like,
Yeah, Leah's now doing this thing of like, I'm being held to a different standard. I'm being held to a different standard, which is also Leah now playing the role of the daughter by complaining about that so much and caring.
Well, Leah's totally doing this on purpose to try and piss off Ramona. It's like she didn't get 100%. Her big fight with Ramona. Ramona squirreled her way out of that big fight that Leah was supposed to have with her. She totally got out of it. And so now Leah's had a couple of drinks and she's like, let's fight. She knows what'll piss Ramona off. So she's like a little kid. It's like, pussy, my pussy.
But what's interesting is that, like, when we talk about that she didn't get her big fight, it's not that she didn't get her big fight that she wanted to have a TV scene. She didn't get the big fight that she psychologically needed to be, like, in this, like, mother-daughter relationship, which I think is what's really funny.
So she's like, you know what? I'm coming back to the table because no one would talk to me over there, okay? But I just want to say, I've got water, okay? I want everyone to see my water, okay? Leah? There, okay? We can talk about everything we talked about today tomorrow, okay?
You've been kissed by a Ramona on the grave. So, yeah, she basically is like, you know what? Like, you know what? I just have to disarm her with a kiss, okay? I disarmed her with a kiss because every kiss belongs to Kay or something like that. So then Ramona is now like, she's like, now that she's disarmed Leah by giving her a little kiss and say, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Now Ramona's like trying her food because she's like, I'm not hungry anymore. Like, try your food, Ramona. She's like, okay. So she takes her food and she starts going like this. She's like, does this weird thing with her lips. She's like,
she just, no, you what? That's spicy. You know what? I don't like spicy. And Leah's like, you know what I like? Spicy dick.
I was like, oh, I can't. And everyone just cracks up. Everyone's just like laughing and drunk and having the best time ever.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom ending. Oh, she said spicy penis.
It all freezes and it says like, created by Paul Junger Witt or whatever.
The show's so stupid and funny. I love it.
Yeah, it was great. So funny. So, like, ridiculously funny. Yeah, I love it, too.
Love it!
It's great. So, anyway, you guys, have a great, safe weekend. We're going to be back next week. We got a big, full week next week because we got all our shows, and Selling Sunset Season 3 has actually just dropped today. So, we'll be recapping that. Episodes of that will be up on Wednesdays, and we're doing one episode at a time. So, go start watching that, and check us out on Discord, catch us here on Crappins on Demand, go get our masks, all that fun stuff.
We sure love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye, everyone.